Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
All right, well, in a couple of weeks, let's shift our focus now to the fact that in a couple of weeks, the MBTA is going to have a new general manager, and he is Luis Ramirez, and we've been reporting here on Radio Boston at WBUR about some of Ramirez's previous experiences and what he brings to the job, including questions that have been raised about his leadership at a Texas firm and whether or not he actually turned around that firm. There's also the questions about a shareholder lawsuit that Ramirez faces and an SEC investigation. So we have been wondering for some time, was Luis Ramirez fully vetted? What did state leaders know about his company's previous record? And did state leaders feel satisfied by the answers that Ramirez gave? Now, if you're just catching up to reporting on this, I suggest you go to radioboston.org and read up on all the stories that we've been doing over the past couple of weeks. But we were getting closer to an answer about the search process here for the MBTA's new GM because we were able to speak with one member of the search advisory panel. And we've still got some questions for Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack. We hope she joins us soon. We have multiple requests out to her. But joining me now to discuss what we have uncovered is Radio Boston's Kathleen McNerney. Hi there, Kathleen.
Hi, Megna.
Okay, so first of all, the one thing that we've noticed is that the search for this GM, for Mr. Ramirez, is quite different than the searches that MassDOT underwent for previous MBTA general managers.
Right. I mean, basically everything changed in 2015 after the crippling winter that we had. The biggest legal change was the creation of the Fiscal and Management Control Board and the giving the transportation secretary the ability to hire and fire the general manager. That's a big change from how things have been done in the past.
Right. And in the past, the MassDOT board did part of its search in an executive session privately, but then interviewed finalists in public before the full board. Okay, so it's been challenging, though, Kathleen, as you and I know, to understand exactly who knew what and when, because this process has been so private for this particular search. Now, the MBTA has made it clear to us that Secretary Pollack is the person who made the decision. And again, we are still hoping to speak with her someday if she, as and when she responds to our requests. But we've also reached out to members of the five-person search advisory committee that advised Secretary Pollack.
Right, right. And one of those members agreed to speak with us on the record, Monica Tibbetts-Nutt. She is the executive director of the 128 Business Council. She's been a member of the Fiscal and Management Control Board and the MassDOT Board since 2015. So really involved in these issues over the last 2 years.
Yeah, and very, very knowledgeable. And so she's told us a couple of interesting things, she really felt part of her role was to help Secretary Pollack and, in fact, the finalists for the GM, the MBTA GM position, to understand what she felt were important needs that the T had. She also told us that she met Luis Ramirez twice during this process, about an hour total. In those meetings, and we asked her what her impressions were of him, and she said the feedback we got from people he worked with in previous positions was very good.
Right, and as far we asked her about what she knew about Ramirez and the Texas company Global Power Equipment Group, that's the one that we've been reporting at length on. She says she didn't know about the lawsuit, the SEC investigation, or the financial restatements. Quote, that wasn't disclosed to me. Now, the MBTA and MassDOT have not answered questions about whether they were aware of the SEC investigation or the financial misstatements, but had said that Ramirez had been properly vetted.
So, I mean, obviously, with the financial statements and the lawsuit and the SEC investigation, there's a lot that still remains to be answered. But, you know, one of the things, Kathleen, that we found that was really interesting is that there's just challenges for anyone who's going to become CEO or GM of the MBTA. And this is one thing that Monica Tibbetts-Nutt really pointed out to us. She says, you know, she told us that basically the general manager at the T has, in her words, six different bosses, five board members for the Fiscal Management Control Board, and the transportation secretary as well.
It's not really an enviable position from that perspective. I don't think any of us go, you know what? I wish I had more bosses to report to. So, you know, she just said that's why we're going to dig more into this question of what powers the CEO actually has, because there's a lot that has to get cleared through the Fiscal Management Control Board. For example, any requests for funding over $15 million has to get the board's approval. And the bar is lower for professional services. That would be things like legal, engineering, design. The threshold for that, $3 million. So when you're talking about a huge transportation system, a lot of things need to get approval from this five-member board who may have different opinions and agendas.
Right. So structural challenges for anyone who comes into the GM position at the MBTA. But Tibbetts not also told us an interesting thing. She said that the Fiscal Management Control Board has really gone out of its way to adhere to open meeting laws, post its agendas online, be transparent, essentially. And she did express a little bit of frustration that this hiring process, in her words, was the first time where it seems that, quote, we haven't been completely transparent. And she wasn't thrilled with that.
Yeah, I mean, if you go on the FMCB website, they have all of their agenda items posted. They have their minutes. They comply with the open meeting laws as required. So it sounded to me that she was frustrated because this is something that is a big commitment to her to be transparent. At the same time, she said she's cautiously optimistic about the job Ramirez can do, and she's holding off judgment until we have more facts.
Exactly. Well, we are going to keep investigating on these fundamental challenges that any general manager at the MBTA will have, given some of the structural issues surrounding the T, and that'll be coming up next week, maybe?
Absolutely, sure.
Okay, Kathleen. That's Kathleen McNerney, Radio Boston producer. Kathleen, thank you so much.
Thanks, Magna.
And by the way, you can read all of our reporting on the MBTA's new general manager at radioboston.org. And by the end of the hour, we should have a transcript up of our conversation that we had with Monica Tibbetts Nutt as well. So again, that's all at radioboston.org. We'll be back. I'm Magna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.